It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Greg, Laura, and Jimmy show. Looks like
it's us.
The boys disappeared.
Someone bring in snacks?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
They ran out of here like there were snacks.
Yeah, that's usually what it is.
Yeah.
When there's snacks,
box
someone's
donuts
on fire.
Yeah.
Kelly wants to get some that he can take home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Roadkill just wants them because, well, they're snacks.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love snacks?
Right.
I love snacks.
What's your favorite snack? If you're going to go into, like, so we, I obviously
what
have
do
kids.
You, like, what do you consider a snack? If I'm, I mean,
personal
chips.
Size pizza?
No. Snacks no. are like chips, Goldfish, Triscuits, granola bars. Like, what you're, like, the kids have tons of snacks in our closet. I don't go in there for, like, I try to avoid the snacks.
Yeah, you have ironclad discipline.
Yeah,
I try.
Willpower.
It's annoying.
If I go in the pantry, I'm coming out with chocolate covered espresso beans.
I'm envious of you for that, but it is annoying because it's
like,
rare.
I do like so. Give me any kind of like dark chocolate and almond, my other thing, my other weakness, and I got a bunch for Christmas is corn nuts. That's one of my snacks. That's like a guilty pleasure. I love those salty little hard little bites.
I kind of make a nut mix.
Yeah, see,
you know I mean? A bunch
those
of different
are good
nuts.
Snacks. I'm trying so hard to avoid those snacks, but I love them.
Besides the salt, is there anything bad for you in corn nuts?
Well, corn's not the best for you.
And then the other thing that I do at home is crackers and peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do saltines and peanut butter. That's probably what I have a few of more, like, that's what I have.
That's my go-to when I'm driving home and I got to stop at a gas station.
Yeah.
I'll always get the little cracker peanut butter things.
Yeah. I like the peanut butter out of the jar. I want to make them myself.
If you're in the road. But
the go-to at a store in the morning is, I know, this is embarrassing. It's pathetic. Mm. Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
I'm a Pop-Tart guy. The fruit kind, because, you know, it's 10% fruit.
Did you try the new protein ones I've told you about?
No, I haven't. I don't buy them unless I'm on a road trip.
Pop-Tart is the oxymoron of the day.
I know.
They have these new, they look like Pop-Tarts. Yeah. They're supposed to be like them, but it's 20 grams of protein and no sugar, and they have even like...
I would try them. I would try them,
Four net carbs or something.
What's your snack, your go-to snack, Scotty?
Lately, rice cakes.
I use those too.
Yeah, rice cakes, a little bit of peanut butter.
What kind? You got the apple?
Like a chocolate.
Yeah, you go the chocolate with the peanut butter. Okay.
Yeah.
And yours is, what'd you say was?
I like the peanut butter crackers
beans
too. Oh, if I go in the pantry, in the pantry at the house, my wife has it well stocked with all different kinds of nuts.
Mm-hmm.
She loves all different.
Damn.
Yeah. So I'll go in for some walnuts or something, but if I make a little bowl, I'm always throwing some chocolate-covered espresso beans.
You ever put raisins in that nut mix?
I get a lot of dental work. I'm not a big fan of the raisins.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It gets in there. Yeah. It's in there for a while.
It gets in there for a while.
You got to get out of it.
What's your snack, Kelly?
In my car, there's always either some macadamia nuts or cashews.
Yeah.
Some sunflower seeds.
Nice.
I just killed a can of those Virginia salted peanuts.
Yeah.
Eric gave me from L.L. Bean. Those are the best.
Yeah.
So there's always nuts in my car.
If I'm on a road trip, I have a thing in the back of my truck when I had one. It would be rice cakes. There would be peanut butter in there and granola bars or like protein bars, RX protein, like, you know, RX bars. Those, I use those.
Yeah, those are good.
That's what I carry in the car for if I'm out early in the morning and I don't want to go get something. I'll pull over and put peanut butter on a rice cake. No, I know. Pathetic. But it is what it is.
I'd rather eat a big, like, I like a big lunch. And then a small dinner, like that's usually how I eat.
I know it's better for me, but I can't do it.
Yeah,
like, I have the big dinner, and I probably should have a small lunch.
Lunch is my favorite meal of the day.
I like a big breakfast, a big lunch, and then a big dinner, and then maybe
that's good,
and a big bowl of cereal before I go to bed.
I did say moving off of the snack. Although I guess maybe this could be qualified as a snack. I have a pop quiz question for you.
All right, let's go.
You know, experts, right? Everybody knows what an expert is. You know, Kelly, that there are sexperts. Did you know that?
I assume there would have to be, wouldn't there?
Yeah. Sexperts, you know, they're sex and then spurts. Get it?
I get it.
No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
Sexperts. So these sexual experts have said that it is time. They are declaring it now time to bring back something into the bedroom, which they say is not being done enough. Now, I didn't ask this on the air because, quite frankly, all the answers that you have in your head, we wouldn't say on the air.
But you on know, the, this is the be- this is the beauty of this format.
Right, exactly.
We don't have to abide by the rules on that piece of paper.
Laura, it's time to bring this back into the bedroom, according to sexperts.
Edible underwear.
Good answer.
It's a snack.
Not correct.
It's like fruit roll-ups.
It is a snack. I believe it is fruit roll-ups, probably. Yeah. You know,
that's what I compare
I have
it to.
Never, I've never experienced them.
Bullshit.
For real?
Yeah. I had no interest in it.
In edible underpants?
Why would I want to? Yeah.
I haven't either, Greg.
I'm edible underwear. No.
You worked in them all day. What makes you think I want to eat them? We had the same dinner and
check
I couldn't
out.
Stop farting.
Check it out.
I never wanted to eat licorice before anything else. I would, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it just didn't make sense to me. Jimmy, the sexperts are saying it's long overdue. It's time to bring this back to the bedroom.
The camcorder.
Excellent guess. Not correct. Not Damn. Correct. But a good guess. You know,
Reggie and Laura are ready.
It's all
they still
on,
have their camcorders.
It's all on the phone.
Yep.
Yeah. It's all on the phone. You don't need
I got
camcorder.
An old VX2000 I'd like to wire up.
You and Bob Crane. He did a movie to films.
The
Portuguese snowblower. That is not it, Kelly. That's not it. You know, here's the thing.
Includes an attempted fart and cocaine.
Okay. All right. Yes, it is not that.
Snowblower. No.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course it is.
Scotty, experts, sexperts say it's time to bring this long overdue.
The Benoit balls.
A string of little balls. I never understood that. Never have I ever understood the Benoit balls. You know what those are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Laura?
Do I know what they are? Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's all I was asking. I wasn't asking anything else.
Just asking.
A string with little balls on it, and you stuff it up there, and you pop. How's the noise it make? Yeah. No, it is the handy. It is the handy. That is the answer. They're saying
it's a classic.
Long overlooked in the bedroom, the hand job. Long overlooked in the bedroom. Not in my bedroom, Kelly Brown.
You have a different circumstance, but I've often heard.
You know that the hand job's the number one move in bunk beds.
But yeah, I was going to say, it might fulfill your needs,
I told you that.
But I've always heard if there's a mouth, then why would you need the hand? So you maybe don't have the mouth in your bedroom, other people have that. So they'd choose other things.
Anything you want to say to that big guy?
Try as you may. Sometimes you don't have
Right. Wow.
I don't know how to explain it to him.
Well, it doesn't. No, it's not exactly.
Wow.
It's not exactly what they're saying is you can think of it in more than one way. There could be mutual self-satisfaction going on. That could be part of the prelude. There's a million things that you can do. You can, you know, use a donut. You could, you know, I don't know. I guess that's the thinking, is they're saying it's a simple thing that everybody overlooks, and I thought it was kind of funny that they're, you know.
It makes sense.
It's a huge shame because a hand job is a great way to bring pleasure to your partner. Oh, there you go. So that's one of the sexperts saying that. And there's a lot of different ways to do that very thing. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think.
I'm just trying to bring information to the people, Jimmy.
Some people have different options.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how you get to be a sexpert anyway. Like, I don't know if there's a test or paperwork or you just declare yourself one.
That's like being a life coach. That's been Scotty and my. That's been our gripes with that.
I'm a life coach. Really, you rent?
Such a fraud.
You rent, and you're on your third. And you're on your third marriage.
Yeah,
you're a life coach, and you've been in your third marriage. Well, I finally got it together.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you get a life coach? You know,
certificate. Probably Staples.
Yeah.
You could probably print it up at Staples.
They got them in the back next to the do not enter signs that you buy for the doors and stuff like that. The do not
yourself
no parking.
A new pen and a new notebook and you're a life coach.
I mean, look, I'm not saying that there aren't people that can help you in your life, okay? I think that there are people and I know some people who are absolute professionals and are very good at that. I make no bones about that can be a viable, sustainable profession if you're good at it. But the qualification process is what I question in some people.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I also know people who have no business telling anybody what to do with their lives.
Yeah.
You know?
I went to school with somebody who posts inspirational quotes on Facebook every morning. And you go, you know, you read the quote and they say, well, if you want to see the rainbows, you got to endure the rain first. And I'm sitting there reading it going, Well, you better hope it don't rain too much because I know you live in your parents' basement. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, right. Right.
Kelly didn't really appreciate that.
I didn't mean it. Aimed at Kelly. But Kelly's not giving people life advice, is he? Right,
he's two for two today, and I didn't mean to get dark at you. Freaking Chris, he killed me in the 9 o'clock hour.
I'm not giving life advice.
I'm not making a lot of friends today.
I haven't got my car situation fixed out. If you missed it in the show, and Jimmy's like, yeah, but it's not as bad as the people in California. And I shrunk down to
it's not how it was meant.
Quarter of an inch tall. I'm like,
it's not how it was meant.
That was the best.
I offered my own vehicle.
Oh, Christ.
Here, come over and take my car.
You did. Yeah. I took a sloshing today. I took a hammering today.
Yeah. You did great, though.
Huh?
You handled it great.
It was funny. Yeah. It was funny. What are you going to do? Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug.
The shot was intended more for the insurance people that haven't sent over that fax.
Yeah. But this happened
a month
beforehand.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, anyway, that's that. So.
It's become very... Anything you do now, you've got to send an email... And they say, we'll get back to you in 48 to 72 hours. Really? What are you doing for 3 days? Right?
The part of the frustration with anything, I mean, especially in the service industry, I mean, you can't get anybody because they're so, so busy.
Right.
And I mean, you know, trade people, like you try to get a contract or something, you're talking months and months out.
Right.
You know, I still have an ear thing. It's been since October.
Yeah.
And my appointment's at the end of this month.
Yeah,
and you kind of wonder. I mean, look, it's a normal thing. Everybody's experienced it in their life. Mm-hmm. You kind of wonder: are more people having ear problems? And I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah.
Are more people needing their furnace looked at, or whatever the problem is, or are there just less people doing the work?
That's it. It's just less people working, and it's and they've been blaming the pandemic for it. And it's time to get back to work, people.
Yeah, and doctors, you know, like the doctors, well, you know, they take 4 weeks off at Christmas time. Lucky them. Good for them. I can't blame somebody for taking off, but the downside is
well, bring the other doctor in. Swing another doctor in.
Yeah.
I drove by a local dentist office in my town, and there was a help wanted sign on there blinking. Seen that before.
Do they need administrative stuff? No. For dentists?
Dentists.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
I hear they make a lot.
Dentist? Yeah, you got to go to school, though. You can't just...
especially on crowns and shit like that, man. They clean up.
You can't, can't just go in there and just stop being a dentist. You can't just open a dental office. You got to go to school.
Ever since I was a kid, all I heard is there's a shortage of nurses.
Yeah.
Right? There's a shortage. And I believe there probably still is.
Sure.
Probably the most thankless job that you can possibly have, and yet one of the most important ones, you know, too. But there's... They never have enough.
Right.
And now, I mean, Caitlin is a nurse, and I know, I mean, emotionally, it's hard.
Sure.
And COVID that's a whole nother world of, you know, stress and PTSD that resulted from the things they had to do and see in one after another. Like, think about it. You have if you're a nurse and you deal with you lose a patient, one a week on wherever you may be, that's one thing. But when you lose seven in a day, that is...
It's going to be hard.
How do you fathom that? Yeah. You know, and so I can see where people would be reticent to go into a job like that. Like, who would want to be a friggin' cop now?
Oh, my God.
Who wants to be a police officer?
I'm all set. I would have shot the first person. Yeah. No, seriously, you're running. I arrest you, I go, you're under arrest, and they go, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
You know, I struggle, obviously, coming from the family I come from. I always try to be open to, I try to see both sides of the coin, you know what I mean? Because there are some bad cops, but there are way fewer bad cops than there are good cops.
Bad people.
Right.
And there's lots of more bad people.
Right. If you're standing there filming me, this is why I could not be a police officer. Mm. That would annoy the ever-loving shit out of me.
I have the right to do it. I'm on a public sidewalk.
Yeah.
Move along, Duke. Move along. This doesn't affect you. This is none of your business.
I know. I could not take that. Well, I don't have to answer questions. Well, yeah, I would think that you do.
Yeah.
Most of these videos you see, though, usually show the
they exonerate
doing the right thing.
Well, that's why the body cams are such a cool thing.
What you're seeing is B, C, and D. You're not seeing A. We're very seldom are we seeing the beginning, where the guy threw something at the police officer. We're just seeing the police officer in his response.
Yeah, and look, there are obviously a lot of avenues to go down, which would support the other side. You know, if people going, look, I got it right. I want to make sure everything's done right. That everybody falls. I get all that. But, you know, the person who, like, when the police officer says, can you put your phone down? They say no. Mm. I'm like, I need to conduct this. You know, I pulled you over because you were driving erratically. Mm. Put your phone down. Mm. And if you don't, well, that's a fucking problem. Mm. You know what I mean? You're going to put the phone down so we can go through this. I'd love to be able to just say, you're fine. Go ahead. Go on your way. But it's very difficult. But I can also see sometimes a belligerent police officer who doesn't handle it the right way. And that is also something that happens from time to time.
You know where I stand on this one, man. I'm always, you know, I'm almost always with the cops. We need to treat cops with more respect.
I agree with that.
We need to pay them more. Mm-hmm. We need more of them on the street, especially in front of my street, because they're driving by doing 100.
I'm just simply saying that this is not all. There are certainly people that make mistakes in their job, and that's all I'm saying.
Maybe not mistakes. I mean, we've seen the abuse of power on.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying there are people in that job that aren't good at it and shouldn't be cops. I get that.
That doesn't mean we shouldn't have cops, though.
No, I'm not saying that.
I know, and that's what some people say, though, and it's like, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't
too friggin' much. Let's go back to hand jobs in the bedroom.
Or snacks.
Kelly,
he really likes the snacks.
Hand jobs are in case you can't get anything else. Laura wanted to make sure you knew that.
This is like a runaway train.
That's what I felt like. It was like,
whole day has
there's nothing wrong with a handy in my bunk bed. Well, that's because that's what you have.
So do your feet stick out the end of your bunk bed? Can they fit in there?
It's a long bunk bed.
Don't.
Okay. I already inadvertently picked on them.
So here's my question.
That was a couple years ago. You're good.
Do they come apart?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're so friggin' heavy. I don't think they've been in a part since my mom moved them to there from her old place in Dallas.
Yeah. So okay.
They've been moving apart.
Yeah. I didn't have a bunk bed as a kid. I had a trundle bed. You knew that, right?
Yes.
One underneath.
What is a trundle bed again?
A draw.
Oh, yeah.
Like the draw slides out from under the bed. That's what I had.
I had bunk beds. Me and Brock Dunn. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brock was up top and I'd jam my feet up there.
Which one was John C. Reilly and which one was Farrell?
That's a good question. I don't know where they were, but my brother, I think, would be more of the John C. Reilly type.
And you were the guys draping your balls across the drum set. Okay, I get it. I get it.
We had a pinball machine in the bed.
How much older is he than you?
My brother is a little bit younger than me.
God, I would love to see movies of you two brothering it up. I mean, I bet it was friggin' hilarious.
We had a lot of fun on Hampton Beach when we were young kids because we lived a couple miles away from the Strip.
Yeah.
And we both had jobs down on the Strip.
Yeah.
Running some of those carny games or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we just hang out down the beach.
Did you run the shootout?
I ran the one right next to the shootout. I ran the one where you roll the balls and the horses run across.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to, it was the first time I got to use a microphone. I go, come on, buddy, you're losing to a girl.
Yeah, right.
Here comes number six.
You'd have been great as the clown in the dunking booth.
I didn't do
high
that.
High and dry.
I didn't do that, but I did in front of where the ice cream place is now.
Yeah.
You throw the baseballs and you guess how fast you're third.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I did a little bit of that. Like, you couldn't hit me, but I could egg you on going, really? 45 miles an hour? That's the best you got. Buddy.
Nice. Meanwhile, I'm throwing my arm out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. While I'm eating a fried dough, I'm heckling you.
Did you
so you can win a 50-cent helmet.
Did you
plastic
ever,
helmet.
As a teenager,
yes.
Get arrested?
No.
Okay.
I got, they didn't arrest me. They caught me with a moped. They towed my moped.
Yeah.
Because I was 13.
Yep.
So I.
You couldn't be on a moped?
No, it's not supposed to be on a moped at 13.
Okay.
Because you're supposed to have a license then.
Right.
And then I had my skateboard taken three or four times. There was an era down there on the beach.
They didn't want it.
Where you couldn't skateboard anywhere on the Strip.
Yeah.
And that's the only way we got around.
Can they not still? I don't see many.
They don't touch that stuff anymore, man.
Yeah, they're too busy.
They're too busy, man. But back then it was, you know, you couldn't skateboard down the road. They'd grab you, they'd chase you, and they'd take your skateboard. And then your mother had to go in and sign something and get your skateboard back.
Do you ever get busted as a teenager? I don't even know if we've ever even talked about this. You never got busted? Ever get brought to the station and not charged?
No.
The only time I ever almost got close to it was that stunt that went wrong a lot of years ago.
The incident.
Yeah, the incident.
I wait on that gentleman. He's an awesome guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy.
Yep.
Not his fault. He didn't know.
Nope.
We did a stunt a long time ago where we sent our stunt guy, Steve Cantera, out to go on a repo mission to repo a car with a repo guy, an actual repo guy. No joke. And you know this, Laura, right?
Yeah.
And what Steve didn't know is we set it up so that he just went to a friend's house and the guy was supposed to come out screaming and our guy was going to be starting the car and freaking out. The guy in the house, the guy in the house thought he'd bump up the realism a notch. And what did he bring out with him, Scotty?
Shotgun.
Yeah. And he touched off a round. And our guy was in the car fumbling with the keys because our repo guy gave him the wrong key.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't fit the ignition. And he started to cry.
Shoot a shotgun over.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. And he shot down in my hometown.
Wow.
Okay. In my hometown, he touches a round off into the ground. Mm-hmm. I think it was into the ground. And by his house, and starts screaming. And Steve starts crying. He's got a gun. And we go, like, I'm just laughing. But I stop laughing because I'm like, what was that? We didn't know. There was a gunshot. And I'm like, what was that noise?
Yeah.
And he said, he's got a gun. And I looked around, and I'm like, what? Like, that was not part of the deal at all.
Yeah.
And I think he threw the phone down and ran.
Ran, sure. And
so we couldn't talk to him. So he didn't know.
Gag
it was
over.
All a gag. And the guy's like, it was just a joke. I was kidding, you know. And so back then when we did those stunts, we recorded them.
Yeah.
So we recorded it and then we cut that out of the tape so it wouldn't air, right? So people who heard the gunshot didn't hear the gunshot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But basically, the whole police department came out from different angles and guns out, you know, because the guy who built my house apparently was across the lake and saw the whole thing go down and thought that the guy was killed.
Looked real. Yeah.
And so it wasn't funny. It wasn't a joke. They took everybody down to the station, put him in jail.
Yikes.
And then the police sergeant at the time, whom I knew because my brother was a cop.
Sure.
It's a long story.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Called me and said, hey, Greg, I got your guys down here in the cell. And I'm like, ah, that's funny. That's funny, Danny. Ah, blank you. Hung up the phone. and when he called me back, I'm like, Danny, you're not kidding. He's like, I'm not kidding.
Mm.
I'm like, Danny, I didn't know anything about that. I almost we got in trouble.
Yeah.
But you got in trouble for the other one too, right? Didn't you? The McDonald's one.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah,
that was the other one too. We blindfolded a guy, tied him up, took him out to Raymond and dumped him off and said he had to get home before 10 o'clock. He didn't know where he was. And apparently
someone saw you throwing him out of the car.
Somebody saw us because we had ski mask on and we just took him out. And so then Greg had a tape segment and I was with Andy and Andy goes, dude, I'm hungry. Let's swing into McDonald's in Raymond. We're like, okay. So we swung in and the drive-thru is too busy. So we go in and he's like, dude, we got plenty of time. Let's eat. And like, okay.
Andy was always about eating.
Yeah, he was hungry. Always hungry.
Even though there was a show going on.
Yeah. Right.
He's always hungry.
We look over and there's a good cop car pulling in. And then there's another cop car pulling in. And the police van across the street at the bowling alley. They must, you know, meet here for lunch.
Cops love McDonald's. Who does it?
Another cop cars. We finish our breakfast and we go out. Guns are drawn up against a van. You know, we had reports that you were, you know, loading somebody or unloading somebody. And bright yellow
with
van.
Yellow van with the call letters on it.
And then what happened is... Andy, you know, Andy, they got to try to get him. He's, oh, my like, brand new jeans.
He didn't want to kneel on the pavement, bitching about his tie-dye jeans.
So I'm not sure. We got Greg on the phone. If Greg planned this, if this was the next part of the thing.
Because they go with the police officers. They thought Krejci got us.
Krejci,
you know?
Got the cops in on it. Yeah.
The police chief made it known, don't you come, you ever come through my town and I'll get you. You know, I'm like, Jesus Christ. I mean, it was
a gag.
I mean, it was a radio station van.
Yeah.
And I mean, come on. But anyway,
I still slow it down when I go through that town.
I bet.
Yeah, I do not mess around in Raymond.
Nope.
I don't mess around in Raymond. But anyway, so those are the days when, like, if you did something like that today, I mean, you know, it would get serious really fast. Yep. You can't do that kind of stuff anymore.
No. Nope.
You know? But
the good old days.
The gun thing. The gun thing. We got called in the office. I thought this is I could be in trouble here, even though literally knew nothing.
The best part about it is, for a while there, anytime Greg had the same photo in the paper. So there was a little picture of him. It's always the same one where he was at like a town meeting. Like looking all sophisticated. Like, let me answer that question.
That was that's the it photo. Showed up.
That's the stock photo they used anytime Greg got,
gun incident
got in trouble.
At local radio station. And there's me pointing, you know, like it was ridiculous. Yeah. But anyway, the only thing that saved my job was that the actual repo guy came in the middle of the meeting where management was pissed and said, he knew nothing about it. Mm. I knew nothing about it. It was completely on the homeowner, which he the guy admitted. That's the only thing that saved us right there. As if I would ever employ the use of a gun.
Right.
Well, I mean, those were the good old days.
We were all just having fun.
We were all carrying fire and shit off. Yeah, right.
That's true. But anyway, so yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Walk down a little memory lane there.
Repo man's life is always intense.
Yeah. Somewhere, though, there is a reel-to-reel of that.
Somewhere.
All right. With the splice.
In his basement.
With the splice in
Greg's basement.
Yeah.
Cutting out the gunshot.
I think it is. Yeah.
Now you just press a button, you get rid of that.
Oh, yeah.
You had to splice tape.
Now I just AI the whole thing and everything's recorded for like 2 seconds.
We never even went out.
Yeah. It's too funny. The good old days. Anyway. All right. Well, look, kids, we'd love to stay and talk all day, but we can't because we've got things to do. I don't know what that is, but we'll find stuff.
Come to a meeting with me?
Stuff.
That'll be fun.
Nope.
All right. Well, Jimmy, good to see you as always.
Pleasure to be here.
The Off Cabot.
Off Cabot this weekend in Beverly, Massachusetts. Valentine's Day shows in Epping, and then the following night in Plymouth at the Flying Monkey.
Laura, you got any appearances coming up?
No.
Scotty, any band?
Yes, I do. Greg, January 25th, Charlie's Hill in Lebanon, Maine. Okay, nice. I'm going to be playing with Day to Attend and Echoed Chamber.
Nice.
God's Go First, straight in the middle.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to be down at the Vegetarian Bar in Portsmouth reading Moby Dick. I'll be doing selected readings, my favorite passages from Moby Dick, noontime today. So
you know
see
when I knew that was a lie?
Why?
Vegetarian.
I know. That's why I did it. All right. Enjoy the day, everybody. We'll see you. I'll be at the chicken place.
Yeah, there you go.
Chicken and waffles over in Manchester.
You'll be reading the paper at the chicken house.
Have a great day, everybody. Thank you.